Spoken American English, Volume 4. No part or whole of this material may be duplicated without the written permission of Dr. Anthony J. Chun. Chapter 1. Definitely. Certainly.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Without a doubt. You think I wouldn't dare?
You bet.
That's for sure. Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Naturally.
It's a sure thing.
Positively.
It's inevitable.
You can count on it.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Nothing bad could come of this.
I wouldn't count on it.
Don't bet on it.
Make no mistake, I'm going to succeed.
How can you be so positive from this distance?
It's open to questioning.
It's not guaranteed.
Could be.
It's likely.
It's possible.
It's anyone's guess.
It's merely guess upon guess.
I don't deal with what-ifs.
You're either dead sure or dead.
Chapter 2.
Give it some thought, will you?
Don't rush into things.
That's a little premature, don't you think?
Don't do anything that you might regret later.
Don't do things haphazardly. Think before you act.
Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Don't make sweeping statements.
Once the decision is made, there's no turning back.
It deserves a second look.
Is it worth it?
I have to step back and reconsider the whole thing.
He does everything without a second thought.
Look before you leap.
Don't jump the gun.
Don't go off half-cocked.
Haste makes waste.
On second thought, I'd better not.
Chapter 3. Count me in.
I'm with you.
I'm in.
Don't get left out in the cold.
Are you in or out?
Okay, you're in.
I'm glad I'm a part of it.
He has a finger in every pie.
I wash my hands of all their marital problems.
You're in it as much as I am.
That'll drag all of us into it.
I'm pulling out. I want no further part of this.
You'll have to count me out.
I'm not getting involved.
I quit.
I'm scared. I went out.
He pulled out.
All deals are off.
He had a change of mind at the last minute.
I don't like sudden changes.
She called off the wedding.
I've gone too far to stop now.
Once you sign the contract, there's no turning back.
It's too late for you to chicken out.
We've moved beyond the point of no return.
The die is cast.
I know this will eventually pay off.
Chapter 4.
Don't make a bad impression on me.
I'm impressed.
It was awesome.
He always has a good word for me.
He speaks well of her.
Offhand, I'd say he's stupid.
There's something phony about that character.
I have a tainted view of that type of person.
What will people think?
You know what they're going to put on your tombstone?
Please try to put your best foot forward with your new teacher, Bill.
Chapter 5.
Beauty is only skin deep.
Beauty is skin deep.
But ugliness is to the bone.
A woman's beauty fades like a cut flower.
When the moon is full, I know it'll soon fade.
People are becoming more conscious of their appearance.
Thin is beautiful.
Her face is definitely her fortune.
She has a face that sells.
What a sneaky face he has.
This car sells by itself. She looks like a bimbo. Chapter 6.
Looking good.
Looking sharp.
Looking hot.
You really look great.
You look wonderful.
You've got a great body.
You look clean and well-groomed today.
He's clean as a whistle.
I'm just too darn attractive.
Chapter 7.
He's a good-looking kid.
He's tall, dark, and handsome.
He's a fox.
He's got dashing good looks.
He has looks I could die for.
He's a clean-cut kid who never gets in trouble.
You're quite a dish in that suit.
You look snazzy.
Chapter 8.
You're as lovely as a morning flower.
She's got the brains and the looks.
You're beautiful inside and out.
She's like a ray of sunshine coming into the room.
You're even better looking than I remembered.
She's very charming.
You're sweet.
She's cute as a button.
You're a knockout.
You look gorgeous.
The girl in that movie is a blonde bombshell.
You look stunning.
Her beauty left me breathless.
That woman is drop-dead gorgeous.
She's unbelievable.
She has full lips.
The model has a young and fresh look.
Evelyn has a pair of shapely legs.
She has such a curvaceous figure.
What a dish!
Va-va-voom!
She's a feast to the eyes.
Her beauty is at its peak.
It's downhill after that.
Chapter 9.
I just adore her baby smooth skin.
She has such delicate skin.
You're starting to get wrinkles.
Her once perfect skin
now is showing lots of crow's feet.
My zits are popping up left and right.
She's breaking out in zits.
Chapter 10.
You look good for your age.
For a guy his age, he looks like a million.
She carries her years well.
She doesn't look old.
To me, she's beautiful still.
Chapter 11.
You look a sight.
What a mess.
What a slob.
You look a wreck.
Drop dead, you creep.
I can't let her see me looking like this.
They're all a bunch of dirty, mangy dogs.
Boy, you really smell. When's the last time you took a bath?
You look like you just woke up.
You look like shit.
He's kind of sickly looking.
Here comes a sickly, bony looking guy.
Joe looks frail.
Chapter 12.
She was a lot prettier before.
She's wanting in beauty.
She's just a plain Jane.
I'm just a plain Jane. Nothing fancy for me.
She's an old bag.
She looks like an old witch.
She's ugly as hell.
He's beastly looking.
Her mug would stop a train.
She's a dog.
Her face can crack a mirror.
That woman could use a facelift.
She had on more paint than my house.
A truckload of cosmetics wouldn't have helped her.
Chapter 13.
Let's go get a suntan.
I'm going to go catch some rays.
Do you burn easily?
If you get too much suntan,
you might wind up with skin cancer.
There's no getting around it.
Tanning damages the skin.
Put on your shades.
Your face looks like a tomato.
Her skin is flaking off.
Chapter 14.
I'm a compulsive overeater.
A nibble here, a nibble there, and pretty soon you'll be overweight.
These pills will help you curb your appetite.
I gain weight easily.
I gotta watch what I eat.
Would you like some dessert?
Thanks, but I'm on a diet.
No thanks, I'm counting calories.
Cholesterol is becoming a national obsession. I'd like to find a quick fix to this problem. I hope jogging can keep my weight down. She's on a diet. That explains why she eats like a bird. Skipping breakfast will ruin you. I'm a dietitian. I'm on a seafood diet. When I see food, I eat it. How about some ice cream? I'm on a strict diet, so I can't indulge. I'm cutting down on sweets. This is too rich for my blood. If I eat that donut, it'll go right to my hips. Come on, break your diet tonight. I'll have a teeny taste. Chapter 15. You've put on a few pounds. You've filled out a little. You look really good. You're pleasantly plump. You look fit. The weight looks good on you. She blurted out that I'm gaining weight. She's a bit too pudgy. He's a little bit chubby. She is a fatso. She looks like a beached whale. He's fat as a blimp. She is obese and out of shape. You're getting a thick waist. I'm getting too paunchy. I've got a spare tire that won't go away. I have to feed him constantly. He's a bottomless pit. Hey, Meatball, what are you doing? Chapter 16. He looks like a toothpick. She doesn't have an ounce of fat on her. He's nothing but skin and bones. You have to gain some weight. Chapter 17. You're in peak shape. You're as fit as a fiddle. You're too skinny. I've let myself go to pot too long. She has no muscle tone. A little exercise won't kill you. He seemed to be in the pink. He's in tip-top shape. Let's do some warm-ups. Make tennis part of your life. I'm going jogging. I have to work off some steam. Jogging peps you up. I'm going to go stretch out. I think I'll go for a walk. I'm trying to get back into shape. He's into bodybuilding. Chapter 18. I don't touch meat. I'm a vegetarian. You are what you eat. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Prepared foods often contain MSG. Don't eat that. It's very fattening. The average American is a fast food junkie. You're so health conscious. Chapter 19. With women, hair is part of the total picture. His mother begged him to cut off his ponytail. I love your hair. You have lovely, silky hair. Your new hairstyle is very flattering. Stop flattering me. She bleached her hair blonde. He's got a pretty, goofy hairstyle. My hair is all tangled up. I can't comb it out. You're wearing a wig. He's going bald. Chapter 20. I'd like my nails done. How do you want it cut? Would you like a trim? Give me the usual. I'd like a crew cut. Do you want it curled? Would you like bangs? I have very limp hair with no body. Would you like your hair colored? I want my hair shoulder length. Please blow dry my hair. I'm a beautician, not a magician. It's fine. It's perfect. It will do. This is just the way I wanted it. Chapter 21. Go get washed up. Dinner's ready. Remember to floss your teeth every day. I'm shaving. I'm trimming my mustache. I think I'll just gargle with water. I don't feel like brushing my teeth. I need my toiletries and a few unmentionables. I'm taking a bath shower. He never takes a bath. Chapter 22.
I need to take a pit stop. The phone always rings when I'm on the can. I can't hold it any longer.
Sorry, nature calls.
May I be excused? It's an emergency.
Babies wet their beds easily.
He's making water.
We aim to please. You aim too, please.
I'm going to hit the woods.
I have to go potty.
Where's the John?
Page 56.
Where can I wash my hands?
The toilet is clogged and backed up.
Can I use your bathroom?
Sorry, the bathroom is for patrons only.
Your fly is open.
Chapter 23.
She's upstairs primping herself. I want to freshen up a bit.
You look different.
I'm not wearing my makeup.
I don't have my face on.
I'll be right back. I need to powder my nose.
Some women prefer to sacrifice comfort for beauty. These days you need to be very image conscious.
I'll get changed right away.
1 minute, I'll just throw on a shirt.
No matter how many dresses a woman has, she's always one short.
Just pick anything. Don't go through everything in your closet.
Are you decent?
Cover your shame.
He stood there stark naked.
I was shocked to find him there in his birthday suit.
You've got your sweatshirt on backwards.
How do I look?
Does this blouse match my skirt?
No, the colors clash.
This tie doesn't go with my jacket.
How do I look?
Not so hot.
Do I have that million-dollar look?
Very sharp.
What are you all dressed up for?
Did you have that suit custom made for you?
No, I bought it ready-made.
No, I picked it off the rack.
If I'm going to meet the CEO, I want to look presentable.
It's very eye-catching.
That dress really flatters you.
If you dress like that, you'd be one of a kind.
It's flashy looking.
Chapter 24.
Wearing that cheap dress in public made me feel like 2 cents.
He's a regular fashion buff.
He's a slave to fashion.
Don't dress for fashion. Dress for comfort.
I'm a firm believer in dressing for success.
He has impeccable taste in clothing.
Don't wear tacky-looking clothes.
That dress is a little too daring for the office.
She's dressed to kill.
Your outfit is so glittery and loud.
Look at her small, skimpy bikini.
You shouldn't be wearing that dress.
I'll wear what I like.
Your clothes are too conservative.
Her clothes are too trendy.
Clothes make the man.
If you dress like a bum, you'll be treated like a bum.
Fine feathers make fine birds.
Dress is speech.
It's the latest thing from Paris.
The new fad is sweeping the country.
Chapter 25.
I always wore hand-me-downs when I was younger.
I love baggy pants. They give me breathing room.
It has a nice pattern.
This dress looks so elegant.
Try it on.
Go see if it fits.
What size do you wear?
These socks are one size fits all.
These jackets are unisex.
This is too loose and big.
They're skin tight. I can hardly breathe.
It's a bad cut.
Fits me perfectly.
It fits me like a glove.
This fancy outfit costs a fortune.
Chapter 26.
Can you lengthen these pants for me?
I'll let out those trousers for you.
The pants are too tight across the seat.
Please take up the hem.
I'd like my pants without cuffs.
The waistline is too skimpy.
Chapter 27.
You didn't tie your shoelace.
I split my pants.
Look, you've got a rip right here.
Here, you've got a hole.
The zipper is stuck.
I'll patch it for you.
This shirt is a bit crumpled.
Your pants look like they've been slept in. Do you have any laundry?
I'm hanging out my wash.
These stains won't come out.
Chapter 28.
Please keep your eyes peeled for my luggage while I'm away.
Try to see the big picture.
My eyesight is 20/20.
Did you see what I saw?
You thought I was seeing things.
She looked out the windows with a blank stare.
He has his gaze fixed on a distant object.
It's the little things that will kill us.
Seen enough?
Just about.
There's not a man in sight.
Don't look at me like that.
Don't stare at me.
Are you blind?
I didn't get a good look at him.
Chapter 29.
Do I smell something burning?
Yes, I burned the toast.
What's on fire?
Storing my clothes in the basement makes them smell musty.
There's a noxious odor coming from the garbage can.
There's a strong odor of mold in the basement.
This place reeks of rotten meat.
I find her perfume repugnant.
It stinks.
What a smelly guy.
He sure is a stinker.
He has an unbelievable armpit.
Did you just rip one?
Chapter 30.
This soup is a little salty.
This Thai dish is so spicy it'll burn your tongue.
The sour candy made me pucker up.
Chapter 31.
I heard birds chirping in the tree.
I heard someone screaming in agony.
That fire whistle's ear-splitting.
You're creating a disturbance.